We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Harry Douglas, former Falcons and Titans wideout, of course, NFL analyst, Falcons Radio Network, ESPN executive chef, world traveler, and now author of multiple bestsellers, right? I think so. Anyway, Harry joins us at the WayForward.com hotline. Hey, Harry.
How y'all doing, fellas?
Pretty good, pretty good.
This morning.
Hold on,
I got to ask y'all a question.
Yes.
I got to ask y'all a question really quick. Didn't last week when we was on here, didn't I say I wouldn't be surprised if Sean Payton went to Dallas?
You did say that.
Everybody else just not catching up.
So, is he in Dallas right now? You know, Abe says, is he in Dallas right now?
Hey, listen, everybody else just catching up. There's a possibility he can be in Dallas.
Abe told me to tell you that don't put the cart before the horse. That's Abe. Abe keeps it, you know, perspective. Like, Abe keeps it reality. Keeps us grounded in reality. For what reason, I don't know. But speaking of that, Kenfo, I have to ask you a question because we've been going back and forth about this all morning and for the last couple of days. First of all, How do you feel about the way the Kansas City Chiefs-Buffalo Bills game ended? And the second part of that question is, do you think we need to change overtime rules?
All right, now, so I'm going to say this. Would I have liked to have seen Josh Allen get that football again? Hell yes. But on the flip side of it, as a defense, you have an opportunity to get a stop or hold them to a field goal. That way your offense does have a chance to get the ball. Buffalo had the number one defense coming into the game.
Huh?
They couldn't get a stop. It's not their problem. So it is what it is. The rule is the rule. And would I have liked to see Josh Allen get that ball again? Yeah, but that's not the rule. The same thing happened to the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah.
Give me 1 second. 1 second, I'm going to let you start back. Ha! In your face, Abe Orne, in your face. I told y'all. I know Harry. I know my kinfolk. And I knew he was going to say that. You get paid to play defense. They talking about, you know what? Wait a minute, you know what they came on and said? Well, you know, since Harry played offense, maybe he doesn't feel the same way that you feel.
All right. You want to do this, you want to do this? All right, Harry Douglas, I'll follow up.
Yeah.
Do you think the winner of the coin toss has an unfair advantage in winning the overtime session?
Do I think the winner of the coin toss has an unfair advantage?
In winning the overtime session?
No.
That's not the answer you're supposed to give me.
No. Honestly, I don't think they have an advantage because, look, I was thinking about this the other day. Say they go down and kick a field goal, right? And the other team gets the ball. Now the other team has four downs to get a first down instead of three and punting. You see what I'm saying? So if you get the ball first and if you don't get a first down, you got to punt. If you go second and you know you need a field goal and you're on third down, you don't get it, you get an extra down on fourth down to get to go for it. So I feel like the advantage, honestly, is to the team who gets to go second.
No, that advantage only – because that advantage only presents itself if you get the stop.
Don't be mad, Abe. Listen.
No, because he's making a good point. That's why in college football, when you get the ball, you choose to take the ball second, admittedly so. But when you've got 11 overtime games and 10 of them have been won by the team – who won the coin toss?
Now you want to bring out some facts. Now you bring it up.
No, because Harry already knows this stat. Harry does more research than anyone else I know.
Oh, I like that backhanded comment that you just made.
How's that backhanded?
So, Harry, the other part of this story here is, given all the dust up here, do you think that the competition committee will look at this and address this in any way, or are they just going to let this dust up kind of blow over?
The only reason I think they will look at it is because of the simple fact that it happened to a guy named Patrick Mahomes, who was the future of this league back in 2019, I believe. And then I believe it was 19, if I'm not mistaken. Or was it 18?
Yeah, I think it was 19.
Maybe 18. But and then it happened to Josh Allen, who is the future of this league as well. So there's two guys who's going to be the face of this league for a long time that it happened to. So that's the only reason I think they look at it. If it was some average, if it was Jimmy G, hell no, they wouldn't even pay attention to it.
No, or the Falcons.
But the fact that it happened, the fact that it happened to Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, I think they will visit it. I don't know if they'll change it, but they're going to talk about it and visit it, though.
You know, it's funny. I just want to have to take this one moment to say that I said even before you came on, I was like, I said, Harry wired like a defensive player. I said, I would not be surprised if he felt that way. So, and I'm trying to tell him, real talk, though, everything that Abe has pointed out, I mean, it's true. But to your point, defensive players, when you're the number one defense, Harry, you look at that situation and say, hey, man, this is our time to be great, whether it's foolish or not, whether the odds are against you or not. Because Abe pointed out, 9%. You got a 9% chance of having success in that situation. As a defensive player, I'm going to take that. I'm going to take that all day, even though it might not work out in my favor. I'll take that. I'll take that all day.
Hey, Harry, I got a question for you.
I'm going to take it another step really quick, y'all. When it was 13 seconds on the clock, I think the Bills had a 91% chance to win that game. That number one defense had another opportunity to get a stop.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't.
No, they didn't. I mean, the win meter on that game went bouncing all over the place here. Harry, you had all four games end on the final snap. You had the two number one seeds lose, the defending Super Bowl champions lose, and then Buffalo, which was a heartbreak as well. Of those four teams that lost, the Titans, the Packers, the Bucks, and the Bills, which one is kicking themselves the most today?
Oh, that's easy. That's the Titans. It's the Titans. I said yesterday on the station in Nashville, that was the most atrocious quarterback play I've seen by a quarterback in a playoff game, I think, in my lifetime from Ryan Tannehill. I didn't think the offensive coordinator did a great job of innovating and diversifying the football and calling the right plays in certain situations either. And that defense did everything they could to keep that team in a game. You got nine sacks, and you lost a football game. That tied the NFL record in the playoffs, and you lost that game. They should not have lost that game. The offense didn't do their part. The quarterback didn't do their part. The offensive coordinator didn't do his part. So I think out of all of them, I think the Titans – I predicted the San Francisco 49ers to beat the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I can imagine that all four are hurting to some degree. Next question, of course, is – about Brady and Rodgers. Do you think Tom Brady retires, and do you think Aaron Rodgers leaves?
For Tom Brady, it's a possibility. Possibility because, man, listen, one thing I want fans to understand is that the game of football is what we do. It's not who we are. And I know Tom Brady has been playing for a long time, but he has a family. He has businesses outside the game of football. Football is just happened to be something that he does. It doesn't define who he is. Do I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be in Green Bay next year? I'm going to say no. I don't think so.
All right, if you had to guess, where do you think he lights?
I like Denver. I like Denver for him. I think Denver is a quarterback away from making a lot of noise. Now, granted, if he goes to Denver, now you have Mahomes, you have Carr, you have Herbert, and you have A-Rod. The AFC is no joke. Patrick Mahomes isn't going anywhere. Josh Allen isn't going anywhere. Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, who else? Burrow. None of these guys are going anywhere anytime soon.
No, it all leads really, Hugh, to what we were talking about earlier about how, the NFC tends to be more wide open than the AFC because all the really good young quarterbacks have kind of glommed into the AFC. And the NFC, because if you make your prediction is right, Harry, if Tom Brady retires, of course, Gronk could go with him. Sue might follow. AB is not there anymore. If Sean Payton leaves, they have no quarterback and no coach down in New Orleans. NFC South might suddenly be wide open for the Atlanta Falcons if they do it right.
Yeah, and that's why you let Matt Ryan stay and put some players around him and make a run. Get out of the division.
There you go. Start on that offensive line and defensive line.
Always. Always. We were talking about this morning, Ken Folk, as far as the offense is concerned. I look at it like this. Defensively, You go out and we don't know what's going on with Cal really. We get another weapon offensively and fix that defense. Do you think that if we did that, fix that defense in the draft and go out and get, you know, maybe a center and some more offensive weapons, that we could contend in the South for a playoff spot?
I believe so. You look at what this team did this year with what they had. You know, it was unbelievable when it's all said and done. It took, I think, what, week 16 or 17 that defined that they weren't going to make the playoffs. So that means they were in it this entire time. And I think once Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot can get more guys in that they want to play in the scheme that they want defensively with Dean Pease, and then for Arthur Smith and his offense, I think they can make a lot of noise because I believe in his philosophy, and I think he's an amazing coach.
Going to be really interesting to see what happens. Like I say, this offseason could rock and rattle the NFL with Sean Payton and, you know, that Michael Bidwell so upset. You know, I mean, is Kingsbury going to be suddenly fired in Arizona because he – and all the coaching vacancies that already – what, there are eight already? I mean, could New Orleans open? Could, you know, Arizona open? Could
I may put my name in the hat, man.
You might as well.
I may put my name in the hat.
Because you're going to probably end up coaching in the next, what, six, 7 years anyway. So you might as well.
Head coach of the Louisville Cardinals, Harry Douglas.
I just want to be the get back coach, hey. Kenfolk. Just put make me the get back coach. I just want to be the get back coach.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you my cuz. You on the staff.
That's all. I just want to be the get back coach. I don't want too much responsibility.
You know football.
Not let Abe tell it I don't. But Abe is just mad because
you know football.
Abe just mad because I knew Kenfolk was gonna He wired like a defensive player. I didn't see Harry Douglas with some of them crackbacks handling his business.
Hey, I'm in the business of getting them before they get me.
Harry, as always, Bub, do appreciate. Thanks for jumping into the program.
Always great talking to you.
No problem. Appreciate y'all.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.